Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicagoan Eliana Sagarin is now living in Israel, and we check in with her now to find out what's going on there. Day is ending where you are there in Tel Aviv. Eliana, what are you being told on state television today?
To be completely honest with you, Bob, I'm sort of somewhat happy to tell you this is the first day since the war broke out that I haven't been glued to state television. I actually woke up this morning, both me and my husband woke up and we sat at our desks and voila, we both had, you know, the work is sort of beginning to trickle back in, which for us in particular has been sort of a relief.
Yeah. I can imagine. Just reading a story in the Wall Street Journal today about how people there are shocked, horrified, and fearing for the future. Are you and the people you talk to there in Israel concerned about what will happen after the war, after you get through this?
I do think that there will be an exodus, so to speak, after whatever is this war is ends. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, I'm very close to, you know, many of my close friends are what we call olim, which are people who are immigrants, olim chadashim, and there is some discussion. I mean, even now, people are getting on planes. Of course, people with children are in a different position entirely. But I think people are sort of thinking long term, is this the place where I want to raise my kids? Is this the place where I envision myself years ahead?
And is there a lot of talk about the government there and what may or may not happen after the war? Well, do you think Netanyahu's prime ministership will survive?
Well, I certainly hope not. And I believe that many young Israelis and those especially living in Tel Aviv would agree. I was just speaking to my mother yesterday, and the way that she sort of put it, and I thought it was eloquent, was he stayed one war too long. You know, Bibi has been sort of seen, you know, love him or hate him. People could acknowledge the brilliance of his, military know-how, whether or not you agreed with his actions. Mm-hmm. And this whole operation has completely put that into question. And the cost is, you know, absolutely daunting.
What's been the reaction there to President Biden's speeches?
Yes, great question. It has been overwhelmingly positive, overwhelmingly. If you drive down the main highway in Tel Aviv right now, there's a big, is it a billboard? It's like, you know, a digital billboard that just has a picture of Biden and next to it big in English, don't, sort of, you know, quoting him for saying, you know, Iran, if you want to get involved, don't. Mm-hmm. And what I'll say is what we've heard from many heads of state and heads of military here in Israel as they respond to the conflict, they're sort of approaching it with a call for retribution and kind of fire, brimstone, anger, which of course are all feelings that are legitimate, but not necessarily the feelings that the people that you want, you know, the people who are making decisions to be expressing. And the difference with President Biden is he came forward and he spoke to the pain. He spoke to the deep emotional grooves that this has carved into the Israeli and the Jewish people, and people felt really validated by that.
Yeah, it makes sense that that is what people want to hear and need to hear right now. Do you know people who have been called up to serve in the army now?
Yes, many, many people. I'm exactly the right age, you know, and I would say I mean, the range of ages of people being called up is, you know, across the board from the age of 22, people who just were released from the army, all the way up to people in, you know, easily in their 50s and 60s. But certainly I would say the largest collective of those who are being called up are those who, you know, between the ages of 25 and 35, people who are exactly my age, you know, starting families or recently married and, you know, in this kind of sweet spot of the, you know, beginnings of adulthood and professional life. Those are the people who are being called up.
That's unbelievable that people in their 50s and 60s who obviously in the past have served and now they're going back for more, aren't they?
Absolutely. And they're volunteering in droves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says something about the spirit of the Israeli people there. Eliana Sagarin, appreciate you checking in with us. And we wish for peace. We'll talk to you soon again.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.